to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here working together to improve our financial IQ, and occasionally we work on other IQs such as romance IQ, sexual IQ, your spiritual IQ. There's an IQ for each part of a balanced life, and we talk about that on, as I mentioned, on different occasions. Total Wealth Academy is a educational coaching and consulting platform for all levels of real estate investing, whether you've never owned a piece of investment property before. We also have members who joined and already had 5,000 apartment units. Their main goal, all of them, is to just simply take it to the next level. And the question that I get relatively often is, why would somebody with 5,000 units join your group? And it comes down to what I'd like to talk about for 10 or 15 minutes is that's what successful people do. If you look at anyone who's truly successful, they're going to be members of multiple groups. They may have a group that is devoted to fitness. They may have a group that's devoted to building wealth. They may have a group for their religion. You know, the most common is a church. They're members of groups because growth only comes from really two places: reading nonfiction books and meeting new people. Charlie Tremendous Jones said it, you know, probably 50 years ago. He said, "You'll be the same person in 5 years as you are today, except for the nonfiction books that you read and the people you meet." Now, here's the problem. 70% of Americans don't read a nonfiction book after high school or college. Do you realize that most 55-year-olds are dumber than they were at 22? Because does your memory get better or worse as you get older? It gets worse. You've forgotten a lot of the stuff you knew the day you graduated high school or the day you graduated college. You've forgotten a bunch of it. You're literally dumber. And then people will say, "Yeah, but I've got life experience." Yeah, you're still broke. I guess it isn't very good life experience. Don't think I'd be bragging about that. So I don't think life experience is a great teacher. I think it's important, and I've learned a lot from experience, but I would offer the suggestion that what people call experience is usually failure. In other words, you do something wrong, you get your butt handed to you, and they call it experience. I didn't make a lot of those mistakes because I was a member of multiple groups. And I was hanging out with people who were successful in those arenas, whatever arena I was working on. It could have been my marriage, it could have been my fitness, building wealth, whatever. You know, I've always been a member of a health club. I know people, I have a home gym, really nice home gym, but it doesn't replace being out there in the gym, meeting new people, learning new techniques, staying motivated, It also helps to stay motivated. There's all kinds of benefits to just being around other people that are, of course, successful at what you're trying to do. You know, if you're hanging around with a bunch of people in the same financial position that you're in, talking about money, that is not very bright. Hi, I know you're in the same financial position I'm in. Let's talk about money. Well, what type of benefit could that possibly produce? Stagnation. And what do we know about stagnant water? It kills you. It'll kill you. So you've got to be reading nonfiction books and meeting new people. So one of the reasons Total Wealth Academy has grown so fast is because we have it's like a baby mastermind group. Now, we have an advanced program, which is an advanced mastermind group, but I'm just talking the normal member. They get to hang out with successful real estate investors. They get to ask questions, watch case studies, and learn from people who have already done it exactly what they need to do to be able to achieve the results that that person has. You know, I was invited to join a mastermind group, I guess it was a year and a half, 2 years ago. I declined because I was creating my own. But in that mastermind meeting, I must have learned, and this was just a sample, I got to take it for free. I sat in there with other entrepreneurs, I think there were probably 10 in the group, and we threw out problems. You might have a challenge with your advertising, you might have a challenge with your marketing, you might have a challenge with your employees or whatever, and you would throw that problem out there, and then you had 9 other successful entrepreneurs give you their strategy for how to solve that problem. I left there with 5-6 new ideas. If I had not been creating my own, I would have signed up right then. I think it was 20 grand a year. Crazy. And worth every penny. I learned more than $20,000 worth of information at that one event. And I can tell you, you know, over the years I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on education, self-education, not college. And I don't think I've ever spent a dime that I didn't get back 4 or 5 times what I spent. All right, we got to go to break. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break, and I'll give you some tips for how you can start incorporating reading and meeting new people into your life. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Where right now we're talking about the benefits of reading and really getting yourself out there, meeting new people, learning new things, and growing as an individual. A lot of people expect to make more money in their life, or they desire it, we'll call it. Yet they do nothing as far as self-improvement. In other words, The way the system works is whatever you're earning today, as a rule, is what you're worth. But if you keep reading and improving as a human being, your paycheck goes up. It has to, because you'll leave once you start recognizing that you're worth more than you're being paid. Companies that see people constantly improving, constantly getting better, they know what it takes to keep you. More money. And they respond. But if you're doing nothing, you know, just going to work, going home, watching TV, going to work, going home, watch TV, go to a football game, whatever, you're not growing as a human being. And what you've done is capped your income. You've capped it. You have to be growing as an individual. If you want your paycheck to grow, you have to grow. I believe it's Tony Robbins who says, if you want more, you have to become more. More principally centered. More honest. More hardworking. More effective. But how are you going to do that if you're out there on your own with your knowledge base and nothing more? See, your present knowledge base has taken you as far as it's going to take you. You're done. To get more and become more, you have to increase your knowledge base. You have to increase and improve your abilities. And this goes back to what I preach about all the time. Raise your doggone expectations. Don't sit there going, well, I make 60, 70, 80, 100 grand a year. I don't want to make 200 grand a year. Okay, what are you going to do to deserve that? You got to do something. Or do you believe in something for nothing? I'll warn you, that doesn't work. No such thing as something for nothing. But a lot of people think that. Think, oh, I deserve more. Why? How many books did you read last year? How many seminars did you take? How many workshops did you take? How many hours of audio did you listen to make yourself a better, more valuable person? Remember Jim Rohn's comment, and I'll hit Jim Rohn up a couple of times today. He makes the comment that formal education, high school and college, is there to make you a living. It's the paycheck to paycheck, J-O-B, just over broke, J-O-B, job. That's what formal education, high school and college are for, and nothing more. It is self-education that makes you a fortune. In other words, reading Tony Robbins, reading Robert Kiyosaki, reading Andrew Carnegie or Napoleon Hill, reading Ogmandino, reading all these fantastic books that are out there to tell you how to become a better person. You got to understand, these books are all written by multi-millionaires who took 10, 20 years to come up with the material that's in that book. And you can get 10 or 20 years experience in a week by reading that book. It's amazing. You know, for me, when I was first taught that, it was Ben Franklin's autobiography. And my mentor held it up and he goes, listen, it took this guy 84 years to write this book. 84 years of successful life experience. I can get it to you in a week if you'll just read this book. I took that book from him. I think I had it read in 2 days because it dawned on me what was going on. I have a choice. I can try to get my own life experience, which, as I mentioned, is going to include a lot of mistakes, a lot of pain, a lot of bruised knees, or I could read the doggone book and just do what works the first time. So my tip is one read, but there's a lot of you that are not big readers. I used to be a huge reader, but with the advent of the cell phone or the smartphone and audible.com, I now listen to the books as much as I read them. So some of you are going, I don't like to read. The best way to do it is to read the book and then listen to the audio. But if you just refuse to read, I don't care. Get the audio. Put it on your phone, hit play, and every time you get in the car, it's going to come on automatically. You just start the engine, boom. You've got your educational material playing. While you're commuting to work, instead of wasting that 4 years of your life, and that's 1 hour a day for 40 years, that's 4 years of your life gone. Instead of wasting that 4 years, study for those 4 years. Who would you be and what type of money would you be making right now if you had done that? I bet you it's double what you're making right now. For some of you that are, you know, you've settled for 40, 50 grand a year, you'd probably be making 200 grand a year, four times as much if you would just practice a little self-development. Then the other thing you want to do is attend workshops. You know, you can go to meetup.com and find workshops on everything. Romance, travel, fitness, nutrition, you name it. It's there. Then start attending seminars on wealth building. You know, put the coupons, top cutting coupons. That doesn't do jack. Put the coupons down and go to a seminar that's going to teach you another method for making money. Because when you look at the successful people all have more than one stream of income. You know, you've got really two ways to make money. You've got the wage strategy, and you got the profit strategy. This is, again, a Jim Rohn comment. The wage strategy will almost never make you wealthy. Almost never. Now, are there people out there making $500,000-$600,000 a year? Yes. Okay. That's 0.1%. It's a ludicrously low number. Are you going to be the CEO of GE? Are you going to be the CEO of your company, even? For most people, the answer is probably not. But the funny thing about those big names, you know, that do make $500,000, $1 million, $2 million a year, does all that money come as salary? No. They negotiated ownership stocks in the company. If you look back at Jack Welch, even though he was paid an exorbitant amount to run GE, I'd be willing to bet he made more money off of his stock options than he made off of his wages. So those guys are not even counted when I'm talking about people who get rich from their job, because he's really not. He's got both wage income and profit income. So most of you are out there in the wage strategy. You've got a job and you trade time for money. But what do we know about time? We all have the same amount. It's finite. Very, very, it's a very, very limited asset. So it's very hard, next to impossible, to build wealth if your only source of income is from your wages. You need to get into the profit strategy, where you're doing something like real estate investing, where you get paid off the profit, and you get all the profit, not a smidgen like you get if you're in the wage system. So those are, all of that was to lead to my sales pitch that some of the books that you read need to be on building a second stream of income. And initially, most seminars that you go to should be on building a second stream of income. Because once you build that, then you have more time. And I'll explain that when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about the importance of really self-development, whether it's reading, listening to audios, going to seminars, or meeting new people. It's something that must be done if you're ever going to increase your value to your company and to yourself and to the world, really. You've got to become more to have more. And I feel like I've kind of beat this into the ground in those first two segments. So let me go ahead and open the phone lines. If you've got a question for me about building a second stream of income with real estate, give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're also welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let's start taking a couple questions. The first one is a Keegan who's looking for a property management company for a relatively large, it sounds like, group of single family homes. It's reached a point where he can't manage it by himself comfortably. So that's probably 30, 40 houses. I can't tell. Yeah, Keegan, if you want to, well, I guess it doesn't matter. If you've chosen to have someone else run your single family portfolio, then I recommend mind.co, not .com, mind.co, and it's M-Y-N-D, M-Y-N-D. And I think for less than $150 a month, they do everything and guarantee your rents. I mean, it is a heck of a deal. So check them out, mynd.co. Okay, and remember, my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This next question, from a Corey, do you have networking events? I want to meet new people. Do you have networking events at Total Wealth Academy? To be honest with you, Corey, every event that we have is designed to have a networking portion of it. The members of Total Wealth Academy within a year probably have anywhere from 5 to 20 millionaires in their phone. And let me see the rest of this question. How do I find out more? Come to our free sample class. The free sample class is generally on a Thursday evening or a Saturday morning. It's about 2 hours long, and you can reserve a seat for it. It's actually about an hour and a half long, sorry, total, counting the question and answer and so on. Go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and just click on the free sample class button. Okay, next is this the same Corey? Well, I deleted the other one. This is also from a Corey, and he's asking about adding tenants to the lease. I always sign a brand new lease from scratch. If someone moves in, say they get married or they want to move their girlfriend in, boyfriend, whatever the circumstance is, I sign a completely new lease. Remember, Corey, to run a credit criminal report. Remember to talk to two previous landlords. Two, not just one. And verify their income. Now, if one person can still qualify, that's fine. But I would still verify that they've got income. If they have a job, it's just another credibility point to verify this is going to be a good tenant. So treat it just like a brand new lease. If they only want to stay through the end of the lease, let's say there's 6 months left, then you can do a six-month lease. They don't have to extend. But you want a brand new lease with both of them signing everything. Everything. Okay. Phone lines are open 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This next email is, should I get an LLC? This one's, I'm going to have to read into this a little bit, because in most cases, I'm starting by hold. Oh, okay, David, you're just starting out and you're going into single family rentals. There's no need for an LLC. Remember, you have three layers of protection if you use an LLC. And the most important, believe it or not, is your management style. Remember this rule. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So you want to manage your properties perfectly. David, make sure that when you buy them, your loan includes enough money to make the property perfect, so there's no hazards like broken sidewalks or whatever. Make the property perfect. That's your number one line of defense. The second strongest is not the LLC, it's your insurance. Keep $300,000 insurance minimum on each house for liability. Then keep a $1 million umbrella policy above that. That way, if you do make a mistake, an example would be, we'll use the sidewalk example. Tenant calls you in January and says, yeah, during the freeze, a crack occurred in the sidewalk. It's now 2 inches higher than the rest of the sidewalk, and you don't get it fixed. Well, guess what? Here comes little Johnny on his skateboard, hits that, breaks his knee in three different places, $100,000 to fix it. Guess who's responsible for that? You. But that's okay, because you have insurance that will take care of that up to $1 million. So, and David, I also want to tell you, I've never been sued on a single family house, and I've owned them for 30 years. And I've only been sued once on apartments. So it's, the attorneys have a tendency to overinflate the importance of having an LLC, which would be your third layer of protection. So first layer, manage your properties correctly, keep them perfect. When a tenant calls in with repairs, get it done immediately. Second is your insurance. And that's going to take care of, in my experience, 100% of the problem. And then if you want one more layer, you could manage your properties through an LLC. Remember, you can't transfer the properties to an LLC. That is considered a sale, and that institutes the due on sale clause, and you would have to pay the whole mortgage off right then and there. There is one exception to that, and that is when you get to 10 units, you can put them in an LLC under a special loan that allows you to do that, and then you can buy 10 more. But that's a very advanced stage. You're at the beginner stage. You don't need to really worry about that. I just want to make sure you knew that so that when you get to your 10th house, you don't feel stuck and you know how to go by the 11th through the 20th, then the 21st through the 30th, and so on. All right. Hope that helps, David. All right. Phone lines are open 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. KSEV. Ooh, this is a loaded question. Melissa, the question about how much should you update? I'm looking at these pictures. This person loved yellow. This house requires a full update. It's going to be very difficult to lease a house with bright yellow countertops. I can honestly say in 30 years of investing, I've never seen bright yellow countertops. I could understand this if it were a, you know, I can't even think this would be better than Viking. Some of those French designers, French appliances. If it was that modern, maybe that yellow would look good, but this is horrendous. Yeah, you're going to have to update this whole house. It's bad. It's bad. And keep it simple. But yeah. This one needs a full rehab. Okay, so I couldn't have better news for you than that one. Okay, John, I see you on hold. We have to go to break. But as soon as we come back from the break, you will be the first thing that I do is answer your question. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Losing money in every down market. Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where the phone lines are open for your questions at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Ask Steve at gettotalwealth.com. Let's go straight to the phone lines where John has been waiting. John, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Fine. How are you doing today, Steve?
Excellent. Thank you. How can I help?
I called you about 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, on my mom. She couldn't pay the rent.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to evict her on Mother's Day.
Oh, my goodness. That is...
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call? What's your question?
My question was on a snowballing you were talking about 2 days ago. You know where I can go to get that information from?
What was it again? I'm sorry.
Snowballing.
Noble Mortgage?
Eh?
Noble Mortgage?
Yes.
Yeah, noblemortgage.com will get you there. Noblemortgage.com. Is that all you needed?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Steve.
All right, thank you, John. I appreciate it. Take care. Yeah, let me make sure. Noblemortgage.com. Yeah. Yeah, you can ask for Chris. That is the right place. Noble Mortgage is a investor lender. Again, I know I say this all the time. We don't go to Wells Fargo. We don't go to Chase. We don't go to Bank of America to do investor loans. You need an investor-friendly company like Noble Mortgage. You can ask for Daryl Dyke or Chris Robichaux, and they will put you with a loan officer and get you taken care of. If you're doing investment real estate and want to get pre-qualified, call 713-680-8100. That's Noble Mortgage, 713-680-8100, or noblemortgage.com. Okay, this is interesting. I get this question a lot. It's the Greg wants to know, there's more to this than I thought. The first part of the question is, what would you do with $100,000? I am not a sophisticated investor, and I'm not an accredited investor. How do I get? Okay. First off, what he's talking about is Regulation D. Now there's more to it than that, but bottom line, you have to be a sophisticated investor. To become a sophisticated investor, you have to take a course like ours, or it doesn't have to be us. There's multiple companies in Houston that can do it. You take those classes and make yourself a sophisticated investor. That's how you do it. Then, to answer the first part of the question, is I would probably put $50,000 in a self-storage deal and $50,000 in an apartment. I would divide it between two deals as opposed to putting $100,000 in one. But that would be my, that'd be what I would do if I were you. You know, go join a group like ours. Please give us a shot by coming to the free workshop. But become a sophisticated investor. And then split it up between two deals. The nice thing about Total Wealth Academy is you have that option. A lot of places are either just apartments or just self-storage or just this or that. With our platform, you've got about 10 different choices. Everything from commercial buildings to hotels to mobile home parks, self-storage, apartments, and so on. So you have a lot more flexibility with what you can do with your money compared to other platforms. So please give us a shot. Come to that free sample class, and I'll show you what to do, how to get qualified and become a sophisticated investor, and show you what I would do if I were you with that $100,000. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's go back to email. This one scares me immediately, Muhammad. You know, Muhammad, the CPA and tax credit questions really need to go to, guess what, a CPA. I will tell you this, you're going into single family, there's really no tax advantage to having an LLC that I'm aware of. That's why we don't bother with them on single family. So I don't think you need a single family you need to form an LLC to do your single family. You're still going to get the depreciation. You're still going to be able to do the 1031 exchange. So you're in good shape even without the LLC, Muhammad. So I hope that helps. But please reach out to a CPA. If you need one, email me back and I'll send you a couple of good ones that you can give a buzz to and get your questions answered if you don't already have one yourself. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This next one, Fair Housing Tyler, thank you for the email. It's really kind of a conversation here as opposed to a question. And what he's referring to, he just finished the Realtors Fair Housing Law class. Okay. Wow. Yeah, this is pretty detailed, Tyler. I can tell you this. There's only one question in this email. Have you known any good or bad instances where this has affected your business? And no. I think the Fair Housing Act, it can be summed up in this particular harsh point. Don't be a racist scumbag. There it is. There's your fair housing. If you're not a racist scumbag, if you're not discriminating because of religion or because they're on Section 8 housing or whatever, you're going to be fine. But the moment you make a decision not to lease to somebody because of their age, their race, their sexual orientation, and stuff like that, you're going to get in trouble because you're a racist jerk. So stay away from that. If you're a racist jerk, don't get into real estate. You know, stay broke. Okay, hope that helps, Tyler. I have never had a problem with it. Sometimes, Tyler, when you come out of classes like that, because you've been inundated with that information over, you know, 3-4 hours, it makes it seem like it's really important and that it happens all the time, which I'm sure it does, but just don't do it yourself. And I think you're going to be fine, Tyler. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this next question is from a Natalie, and how can I invest $50,000? Oh, I see what you're saying. No, the guy that asked about the $100,000 would be partnering with other members of Total Wealth Academy. It wouldn't be $50,000. You need more than $50,000, obviously, to get into a self-storage facility. But let's say it's a $3 million facility and they need $1 million down. They would take 20 people with $50,000 each and go buy it. And then the sponsor would be the one who manages it, runs it, does everything. Natalie, you would be a passive investor. In other words, you put up your $50,000, you do nothing except cash your checks every quarter. I hope that's what you're asking. I'll email you back right now just to reply, and I'll ask, did you hear my answer? Was that what you were asking? And let me know as quickly as you can, please. And if it's not what you were asking, just let me know. Oh, wait a second. We're at the end of the show. Okay. Well, just email me, Natalie. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for all the emails and the phone call from John. You'll have a great rest of your day. Take care.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.